There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's Thursday, so it's time for the final quiz before tomorrow's Flashback Friday edition of our show. Perfect 10, 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. I have 10 brand new questions for you today, all designed to educate, to entertain, and to irritate the life out of you, but they will also leave you feeling smarter too. And that's the most important thing about this whole show. So stay with us. Got 10 great questions for you today, and it is time to begin. So are you ready? Are you steady? Good luck. Here we go. Question one is your starter for a perfect 10. In the year 2000, U2 had a UK number one single with the song Beautiful What? Hopefully that's quite an easy start to today's quiz. Question two is clues in the news, and you need to work out which famous phrase or saying is being described in this fictional news report. Here it comes.
Good evening. There have been strange reports that people have begun to hear voices coming from their banknotes. One man claims that the Winston Churchill on one of his £5 notes began delivering a speech, and a woman in Nottingham swears she could hear the Jane Austen on her £10 note quoting Pride and Prejudice.
So after listening to that fictional report, can you figure out the famous phrase from the clues in the news for a point? Question three now. It's time for Carol Lateral Thinking. And today we are attempting to crack a code. Can you crack this code to reveal the name of a capital city? Here we go. The letters M-P-O-E-P-O. M-P-O-E-P-O. Crack the code to reveal the name of a capital city. Have a little think. See if you can come up with the right answer. Question four, and it's time to put your memory to the test. That's what this round is all about. So listen up, listen good to this delicious Tasty Thursday recipe, and then I will ask you a question immediately after.
It's Arunjay here, and today we're going to cook some tasty black bean burgers. You will need 75 grams of sourdough, 400 grams of sweet potato, 75 grams of walnuts, a 400 gram can of drained black beans, 1 teaspoon of smoked paprika, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of onion granules, 1 tablespoon of tomato puree, and 2 tablespoons of rapeseed oil. Put the wholemeal bread and walnuts in a food processor until they are fine crumbs. Break the potatoes and microwave until soft. Cut in half and scrape the cooked centers into the food processor with the bread and walnut crumbs. Then add the beans, paprika, cumin, and onion granules. Season then pulse until the mixture is mostly smooth. Divide the mix into 4 patties and chill for 20 minutes. Heat the oil over a medium heat, add the patties, and fry on both sides until golden and hot through. Serve in burger buns with salad.
Well, I hope you were listening closely, because here comes your question about the black bean burgers. Here's a question. How many grams of sweet potato are required for the recipe? Can you remember the number of grams of sweet potato needed? Questions 5, 6 and 7 are all part of the same family, the frivolous, the familiar and the fun set of questions, testing your knowledge of the everyday. We call them the 3 F's. Question 5, and it's time for some pop music. Stephen Gately, Keith Duffy and Shane Lynch have all been members of which boy band? Do those names sound familiar? If so, you've got yourself a point. Question 6 is all about a very famous game. How many chance spaces are there on a standard Monopoly board? So I'm looking for the number of chance C-H-A-N-C-E, spaces in Monopoly. Try and picture the board, count those chance spaces. Right, we move on to question 7. Which actor and comedian created the characters Borat and Ali G? Two very famous characters, but do you know who plays them? Moving on to question 8, and you'll need your word head on for this. It's time for today's Two In, Two Out. Which two letters can you change in the word record or record, spelt R-E-C-O-R-D, to make a unit of time? Swap those two letters in, two letters out, to find that unit of time, and I'll give you a point. Question 9. I know this. And as its first letter, Thursday today is all about initials. Here's the question. Which 1983 UK number one single has the initials RRW? What do you think that song could be? It was number one in 1983 with the initials RRW. Now it's time already for the final question of today. So well done, everybody, for getting this far. Here comes our anagram. Which fruit is an anagram of remote lawn? Remote, R-E-M-O-T-E, lawn, L-A-W-N. Please rearrange those letters to pick out the fruit. And there you have it, another perfect 10. Well done. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. But did you score a perfect 10 today? I know you're dying to find out. So here come the answers.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Question 1, and we started with a song. In the year 2000, U2 had a UK number one single with the song Beautiful What? Of course it was Beautiful Day. According to U2's Bono, the song is about a man who has lost everything but finds joy in what he still has. Isn't that lovely? Beautiful Day. Question 2 was clues in the news, and today you were looking for a very famous phrase hidden in these sounds.
Good evening. There have been strange reports that people have begun to hear voices coming from their banknotes. One man claims that the Winston Churchill on one of his £5 notes began delivering a speech, and a woman in Nottingham swears she could hear the Jane Austen on her £10 note quoting Pride and Prejudice.
Could you work out the famous phrase I was after? And the famous phrase is money talks. Question 3, Carol lateral thinking, and you were attempting to crack a code. Can you crack this code to reveal the name of a capital city? M-P-O-E-P-O. And the answer I was looking for is London, spelt L-O-N-D-O-N. How did you crack the code? Well, we had shifted the letters of the alphabet by one. So in this code, A is B, B is C, C is D, and so on. So in London, you have L is M, O is P, N is O, then you have D is E, O is P, and N is O. Again, London. Question 4 was our memory round, and on this tasty Thursday, we were finding out how to make black bean burgers. Then I asked you, how many grams of sweet potato are needed for this recipe? Could you remember? If you could remember that it was 400 grams of sweet potato, you get a point on your scorecard. We moved into our run of the 3 F's. For question 5, I asked Stephen Gately, Keith Duffy and Shane Lynch have all been members of which boy band? And the boy band in question was Boyzone. Question 6, and it was time for a game. How many chance spaces are there on a standard Monopoly board? And the answer is 3 chance spaces. Question 7. Which actor and comedian created the characters Borat and Ali G? The answer is Sacha Baron Cohen. Question 8. 2 in, 2 out. Which two letters can you change in the word record or record to make a unit of time? Well, if you change the first letter R to an S and the second letter R to an N, you will get a second, S-E-C-O-N-D, a unit of time. Question 9. I know this, but did you? I asked you which 1983 UK number one single has the initials RRW. The answer is Red Red Wine by UB40. And finally, question 10 was our anagram. Which fruit is an anagram of remote lawn? Did you get it? The answer is the watermelon, W-A-T-E-R-M-E-L-O-N. Now then, did you get a great score today? Well done if you did, but really don't worry if you didn't. Getting 10 out of 10 on Perfect 10 is really hard. And of course, there's always another chance tomorrow. Every day spent with us in the Perfect 10 family is a day where you've given your brain a good old workout. So let us know how you did today. Send us your scores, whatever those scores are, because we really do love to see how everyone's doing. I'm going to be back tomorrow with my weekly Flashback Friday quiz. So please do join me then. More Perfect 10. I'm Carol Vordman. That was my Perfect 10 for you today. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.